Lancers football is on the air. Tonight's game against Holland is made possible by Collier Construction, St. John's United Church of Christ, Kiki Egg Farm, Burden Friends and Neighbors, JJ and Packing, Baker Ag Service, Memorial Oak Chapel, Citizens Think Bait, BVR Material, ACL Construction, Kiki's Family Daryl, Katie and Trent, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burden Meat Processing, Mike Leonard with Apple Ford, Andrea Holly with Edward Jones, Blinn College, Burden Chamber of Kermit, Commerce, Builders By and By, Larry Pape Construction, Brenham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, TNT Car Wash, Bluebell Aquatic Center, Trade Winds with Physical Therapy, LaRue Chevrolet Buick GMC, and the Burden ISD. We'll go to your hosts, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki Ford, the pregame after these words from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Hi, this is Burton Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready? B-U-R! T-O-N! Let's go Burton! B-U-R! T-O-N! Let's go Burton!
We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity football team an amazing season.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you to another season of Burton Panther football here on KWHI. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from Holland High School, where tonight the home of the Hornets is the home of the season opener here. And Daryl, this is the kids have been waiting all summer long, and they're ready to go here for tonight.
Yeah, after a tremendous season last year, you know, you're going to see new faces, you're going to hear new names out there, but the underclassmen that got a lot of experience last year, you're going to have Kobe Beck's going to be the leader of this team this year at quarterback. And Tyrone Gilman, we're going to run the ball a lot. Then you're going to have Finner up front, Chad Schubert in the backfield helping, and Demontric Schulte. Just some names of some guys. Zach Oschenbeck is going to get a lot of playing time. And everything, you know, those kids are going to grow up this year. It's about 140 out here right now. We're kind of, I'm whining. We're in a little old box up here and kind of melting. But you know what? It could be worse. We got a breeze blowing in the door behind us.
Oh, that feels a little bit better because there's no AC here in the press box where we're at. So we're even though we got a little shade from the box, it's still super duper hot out here.
But you know, the sun will be down in just a little bit. It'll be a nice night for football, and it's fun to get started again. It's always a great time of the year when you can see these high school kids going out there and playing a game that they love to play. And these coaches work hard all summer and getting the kids to buy into coming in and lifting the weights. And now, you know, their life is total Burton football right now. And they do a great job out there, and it's going to be fun to see how this team responds with being graduating a great group of seniors last year.
Yeah, they certainly were. And we got more to come here on our pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Baker's Ag Service, in business in Brenham for over 30 years, can handle all your excavation service and commercial job site preparation needs. Just call Baker's Ag Service, a lifelong Washington County resident, at 979-277-4435. That's 979-277-4435 for Baker's Ag Service in Brenham, or email them at boekeragservice@gmail.com. They have professional and personalized bids for each client and are fully insured.
No question, it is hot out there. So DDM Metal Buildings realizes you might not be ready just yet to start your new steel building. But don't let the Texas heat keep you from doing the planning. DDM Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop can guide you through the process of designing your new custom workshop, storage shed, barn, or barndominium. So they'll be all set for fabrication whenever you give the word. Trust your new steel building to the company with experience to build it to last. DDM Metal Buildings.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham is excited to announce extensibility. With Tradewinds' new stretching program, they can help improve your flexibility, range of motion, balance, circulation, and blood flow, as well as improving your physical performance, symptomatic pain, and preventing injuries. Schedule your one-on-one stretching sessions. Don't wait to receive the care you deserve. Visit Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info. Cash discounts and most major insurance accepted.
There we go, and we return here to Hornet Stadium in Holland, where it is the season opener for high school football. It has returned here in the state of Texas. Just wish it were a little on the cooler side, but nevertheless, we're here. We're going to toughen it out and hopefully get these Panthers to a victory tonight.
Absolutely. You know, like I told a young guy down here a while ago, I said, you know, at least we are not having those pads on and having to run up and down that field and have Coach Hody holler at us because we didn't run fast enough and everything. So we can set up in here and have some fun. And, you know, you look forward to getting to talk about Burton Sports, at least on my end, and I know you care too.
Oh, yeah.
and everything, and it's just a part of my life. It's been that, it's going to be that till I die, and I care about these kids. You know, it's a new group coming along each time, like I said a while ago, but it's still Burton Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
You're representing Burton, Texas, Burton High School, and you know, we do such a great job that, you know, it's kind of a tradition that, you know, we're knocking on the door every year of getting to go to Jerry World. Well, this is the start of another season to prepare us for district, you know. Colby, he's gotten stouter the way it looks to me. He's a senior, and I'm looking for big things out of him this year, leading this team, and it's going to be fun.
And then you talk about also Tyrone Gilman really came into his own last year, had over 20 touchdowns last year, and he was just so much fun to watch because he was, for the fans that can remember back this far, kind of reminded me of Earl Campbell with going down the sideline and dragging guys with him and carrying him with him all the way to the end zone. Just a heck of a runner, and he's ready for another big season.
Yeah, we're going to, you know, just guessing and talking to a few of the coaches, you know, common sense is going to be Tyrone left, Tyrone right, Tyrone up the middle, and, you know, move the chains, and then he's going to bust one. You know, looking out here, Holland, when they were warming up, they wasn't that big at the cats and stuff. So if he gets in that second level, them safeties and stuff and corners are pretty small, and they're going to be trying to hit him at his feet. But Tyrone, for a big guy, is really agile, and you're going to see him jump over the top of them or juke them, and he's going to go 50, 60 yards. You know, and then when you get down there on that goal line, they don't call him 18-wheeler for nothing.
Yeah.
And stuff. The big cat's going to put it in the end zone.
Exactly. And another one to watch is Chad Schubert, who's in his senior this year. And he was part of that running back mix last year and had some really good games as well.
Chad got a lot of experience these past couple years and does a great job back there, too. I know Coach Hody and the coaches are going to count on him a lot. you know, when they run a split backfield, or if they go into the T or the bone, and really just going to grind the ball. You know, they talked about they knew they needed to be a little more balanced. Coach Odie was talking to me the other day, and you know, this is the time you got to try it, so you know that you can work a few flaws, see who you can count on that's going to catch that ball. You know, I expect a lot of little dump passes in the flats, wheel routes and stuff like that, just to get Kobe's confidence. I can see Kobe doing a lot of running himself back there, because like I said, to me, in the pads, he looks like he done put on about 15, 20 pounds, but muscle, and he's had speed and everything, so you know, I think we're in a really good situation.
We certainly are, and we'll continue with more of our Britton Panther pregame after we send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullum, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
As tomorrow night, we've got the Brenham Cup football team. They're in action against Oak Ridge, and that is an 8 o'clock kickoff at Cub Stadium and 7:30 pregame. And then Saturday night, Blinn Buccaneer football here on KWHI. Got the Bucks taking on Louisiana Christian Community College, and that one is a 7 o'clock kickoff and a 6:30 pregame right here on KWHI. As we turn back to the Burton Panthers, as they get set for the start of tonight's ball game, we had Coach Hody and several of the guys in studio Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line, and they're all excited. Of course, last year they had that deep run. Started off the year 13-0, went all the way to the state semifinals, and Darryl, you kind of touched on it, and got just within an eyelash of being able to make that trip up to Jerry World. And I know that's something that the guys would are wanting another opportunity at.
Yeah, each year that is our expectation, our goal, to get there. And if it's not your goal, then you probably shouldn't be playing. Because, you know, it's no different than showing animals. Only one person is going to be happy, that one that wins grand champion. You know, everybody else, in Burton terms, you're the first loser and stuff. But these guys here, through when they start in junior high, you see all the young kids come and start helping out with footballs and different things when they're in elementary school. It's just a tradition that is so strong in Burton that when those kids, the quicker they grow, finally they become freshmen. And, hey, we're Burton Panthers. And our goal is to jump out there, and we want to help this team get to state, win this thing. And you know, so it's such a high bar set here, and it's a lot of pressure on the coaches, because they know the same thing, that this community, you're going to see a crowd of red down here, ex-students, kids that played last year, they're going to be coming back because that's what we do. You know, we support each other, and it's just a kind of, I always say, a family deal. Doesn't matter if you're related or not. It's a family tradition, I guess you want to call it, to come to games to support each team. It doesn't matter if it's football, baseball, volleyball, basketball. You work together in a small town, and that's how you succeed and everything. You know, if you don't pull for one another, I've always been the kind of person that you never succeed if you don't have that team leader number one. And out here on this football field, your quarterback is your leader. On the volleyball court, I've always said the setter is that quarterback out there. You know, your point guard is in basketball, your pitcher and your shortstop are your in softball and baseball. So it's just something that has to groove together. And all teams that play together and have fun, you know, the Astros have been doing that these past years. This year's a little different. They don't have that same little spark that they, you know, it was a bunch of guys getting paid a lot of money, but having fun.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to see tonight. You're going to see this red team jumping around out there, having fun, just playing a game they love.
And speaking of the Astros, boy, did they have a rough one this afternoon. Final score ended up being the Red Sox winning 17-1. They at least ended up with a split of the series, right?
Yeah, it's just, you know.
There's no way to sugarcoat a loss that bad.
No, you just take it, and you better not like it.
Yeah.
And stuff, because they're getting into these where they really can't afford. They could have made up a lot of ground. You know, Texas is a really good team. I told you on the way up here, my bet is the way Seattle's playing, if they haven't peaked too soon, I think they're going to jump both of them. Sorry, Terry. it's going to be an interesting season there. And, you know, professional-wise, we talked on the way up here. I bet our buddy up there in the sky is just, he rolled his eyes bigger than Dallas when New England signed Zeke, getting an ex-Cowboy player to come play for his team.
Yep.
And everything. But, you know, looking forward to that season also. And it's just going to be a great deal. It's going to cool off here sooner or later. We are going to get some rain. Probably next game we won't have a press box. We're fussing about it being hot in here. We probably won't have a press box at the next one, and it'd be raining.
Yep.
But neither one of us better fuss if that's the first time it rains, because
at this point we'll take it.
Absolutely.
Any way we can get it.
That will be a good thing. And, you know, we could be in New York where my friend Yankee is right now, and she probably wishing she had some of this sunshine and warm weather up there. Hi, Yank.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a great year. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We can BS a little bit over here and try to make it interesting for our people at home that's listening to us. And I thank the sponsors and the radio station for letting us play, because that's virtually what we're getting to do. And getting to call a game and talk about kids that we care about in a place that we care about.
Exactly. And we're going to take, speaking of the sponsors, we're going to take another break and be back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
These might be the last few weeks of summer, but that doesn't mean the fun stops now. Before it's too late, soak up all the fun on the popsicle walk, Sunday slide, multi-sprayers, and the big yellow slide at the leisure pool. Regular admission is $5. Beginning August 14th, the Aquatic Center will start their shortened hours with the Leisure Pool, only open on Saturdays from 10 to 5 and Sundays from 1 to 5. For more info, visit cityofbrenham.org. The Bluebell Aquatic Center, located at 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, and the band is warming up. The players are in the tunnel, ready to come out. I can see those flags sticking out of the giant helmet there. And they're ready to take the field and get this one underway. Burton Panthers and the Holland Hornets, opening night of the Texas high school football season. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you here on KWHI. We're so glad you could be with us wherever you happen to be across our great listening area. We're either you listen to us on 1280 AM, 101.7 FM, or across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. And here come the Panthers. And Burton dressed out. They're going all white uniforms tonight with the red letters and numbers. Meanwhile, Holland takes the field on the other side. And they'll be in the purple jerseys with white letters and numbers and white pants tonight. And we're just about ready to get this one underway. And let's take another break and we'll be back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Our love of sports begins in our hometown. Win or lose, we love to compete and play another day. Our team here at Citizens State Bank supports our hometown team. Our playbook is simple. Offer big bank products and services with the personal touch that only CSB can deliver. Be sure to come out and cheer on our Burton Panthers and Snook Blue Jays. Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Hi, this is Burn Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm co-captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready?
B-U-R. T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R. T-O-N. Let's go, Burton.
We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity Football Team an amazing season.
And now we got the captains out here for the coin toss. And the captains for Burton are going to be Chad Schubert, Tyrone Gilman, Colby Beck, and Zane Oschenbeck. And for Holland, Desi Cantu, Gavin Cruz, Jacob Gray. And then Tyler Foster are the captains for Holland. And so the official coin flip here with the referees at midfield. And waiting on the official signal. Burton, the visiting team. Holland, the home team. And they flipped it again. Holland has won the toss. They'll defer to the second half.
They will defer to the
And so Burton will receive to start the football game.
It's good. We get to score first.
And so that Burton will defend the north goal, and the Hornets will defend the south goal. And so we'll be back with the opening kickoff. And we take one more break, and we'll be back in 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers football team this season. We know our boys will bounce back from last year to take their place in the postseason. We wish our Panthers a swift and safe victory this fall. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
When you're ready to build your dream home, see Larry at Poppy Construction. Larry Poppy Construction specializes in residential custom homes. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. Larry and Ann Poppy send best wishes to the Burton football team for another great winning season. They are proud to support the Burton Panthers in their regular season play and thank the players, coaches, and parents for all their hard work this season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Panthers!
National anthem performed there by the Holland Hornet Marching Band. And we are ready to go with the kickoff on what is a warm night here. Well, it's a really hot night here in Holland, Texas.
Just a few more minutes, Doug, and that sun's going to be behind them pecan trees over there in that field.
That
and then we're going to be all right.
Yep.
We're out amongst the corn field and the hay field that's already been combined and hay baled, and just a very nice country atmosphere.
And you got Chad Schubert and Weston Mills back to receive for the Panthers.
Number 7 doing the kicking for Holland.
That is Jose Arzola. He'll tee it up. You know, they forgot to paint numbers on the yard lines here. I just noticed that. Or are they? Oh, they got the markers here. Okay, never mind. They got the actual markers here, but usually they paint numbers on the sidelines as well.
Look at this lineup. And trying to be funny.
They all kind of lunge at the ball, and they're all backed off. And now Arzola ready, and here is the opening kickoff.
Short kick.
It's a short kick. It'll be fielded by the Panthers, and they're just going to fall on it.
55.
That is Lawrence Allen. James Alvarado. And James Alvarado with the possession, with the fair catch there.
Great field position already on the 40, about the 43.
And so that's where Burton will take over with Colby back running the offense. Or actually, no, we're going to break, and Drayton Oaks is going to be under center. So a little switch up there for Coach. And Oaks will pitch the ball back to Schubert. And a fumble on the play. And I think Holland may have grabbed that.
Yes, they did. Number zero come up with that.
That is Meshach Griffin who made the play. Not the way we wanted to start off the ball game.
No, sir, especially having good field position like that.
And so now Holland will have it about the 49-yard line. So now the defense will be out on the field for Burton.
Yeah, we just got to battle here and get a turnover also.
And Desi Cantu at quarterback for the Hornets.
They did a lot of passing in pregame warm-ups, I noticed. You know, they're not very big.
And got a man in motion, handoff up the middle.
Number 33.
That's Gavin Cruz, the running back.
Up about eight.
Got it to the Burton 43-yard line, and that'll bring up second down.
Just took it right up the middle.
And back to pass.
Free play here.
And incomplete. We got a flag down.
They're going to get us for encroachment. A little bit of nerves, a little jitters, first game getting out here. You're excited about hitting somebody else instead of your own players. And just jump.
And Cantu's pass was incomplete. It was intended for number six, Mark Grennan. And with the penalty marker, that'll give the Hornets a first down. Ball will be at the Burton 37-yard line. And handoff will come to Cruz once again. And he's got a running lane, and he could be all the way, and he is all the way to the house for the touchdown. Gavin Cruz from 37 yards out. And so it'll be 6-0.
Went right on the right, out behind the right guard.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to go for two.
Wide open.
And pass is caught for the touch, for the two-point conversion.
Number six.
And that is Cantu to Grennan. And so, with 10:57 left to go in the first quarter, the Hornets lead at 8-0, back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
And once again, Holland faking the onside kick. And now they're going to line up and kick it for real as we come back here. Holland with a touchdown two-point conversion to take an early 8-0 lead on the Panthers. And this one going to be fair caught by Burton. Jack is number 21, Brady Griffin, on the fair catch. And so let's see where they're going to spot him at.
Looks like they're going to be about the 35-yard line.
So 35-yard line, first and 10 for Burton.
Bex back at quarterback now.
Okay, and so Beck will, after L's quarterback the first play, and this will be just the second possession for Burton. And Beck going to keep it himself and runs behind the lineman. keeps fighting, gets across the 40, and bumps his way up to near the 44-yard line. Well, they're going to get him to the 43, it looks like. And so it'll be an 8-yard pickup.
Nice hard run by Kobe. Kept them legs churning, Doug, and just kept pushing.
Now Griffin checking in. And also Austin Gutierrez now checking in as well. Back out of the shotgun. And he's going to hand it off. There goes Tyrone.
There goes Tyrone.
And he's dragging guys with him. Kicks it into Hornet territory and picks up the first down.
Down to the 25-yard line. Nice run by 18-wheeler.
32-yard pickup.
I believe we're going to see a lot of that tonight, buddy.
Yep.
Finner and Schulte open that hole with Zane in the, at center.
And now here we go, back taking the next snap. And handoff.
Oh, ball out
again. And it's going to be recovered by the Hornets. And so second turnover of the first quarter for the Panthers. And now Hornets will take over. They're at their own 15-yard line. So now defense got to step up here.
Yeah, big time. We don't want to go down too much too fast.
And pass is complete.
Zero got the corner.
Can't do it, and that is completely Griffin.
He's gone.
Down the line, and he is going to go. Let's see if it's going to hold up.
Looks like we got a flag, though.
Yep.
Looks like Holland's not going nowhere, so maybe we caught a break.
Otherwise, it was an 85-yard touchdown. And let's see what the call is going to be from the officials.
Wow.
And then to the 31-yard line, so that'll bring up first and 10. It didn't signal what the penalty was.
I didn't see him go down on a knee or anything, did you?
No. Well, he was on the far side, on the opposite end where we couldn't tell. And Cruz, the ball carrier, up to the 39-yard line. That'll be an 8-yard pickup. That'll bring up second down and 2. We have 9 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, Holland leading 8-0.
Right now, their offensive front's beating us up front, pushing us back.
And direct snap pass.
Number 19.
Complete. And that is complete to Ryan Stedrich. And that is a first down play up to the 40. Let's see where they go. Up to the 48-yard line.
And hard without them numbers out there on that field. You got to look for these little ones on the side. And hate to say it, my eyes ain't the best.
Yeah, and they don't even have the yard marker, yards marked off. They usually have the little markers for each yard, and now we're just having a guess there. And handoff goes to Cruz again.
There
this
we
guy
go.
Is going to be caught as the lineman got right there and were able to push him back.
Brady Griffin on that tackle along with Christopher Young, and we got a Holland player down.
Injury timeout on the field. And with the heat, it could be a cramp.
No, I think that young man.
They're
calling for the ambulance to come on the field.
Oh, and that's not good.
No, sir.
And so while we got the injury timeout on the field, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios, and let's hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
No question, it's hot out there. But DDM Pipe and Seal realizes some projects still need to get done despite the Texas heat. That's why the folks at DDM carry a complete inventory of just about everything metal you might need. Whether it's pipe, angle iron, flat plate, metal building components, welding supplies, or even roll-up doors. DDM Pipe and Seal's locations in Brenham and Bastrop can help. They even have 5 different metal roofing systems. So you can trust DDM to help make your summer projects a little bit easier.
It's electric! All right, and we welcome you back out to Hornet Stadium in Holland, where the game is paused. We have an injured member of the Holland Hornets out on the field, and he's got medical personnel attending to him.
Looks like they're putting an air cast on his left ankle.
And players all showing respect, taking a knee.
You know, you never want to see any type of injury to anybody at any time. And, you know, football is a physical sport. And, you know, so many times you can blow out a knee or doing anything without getting hit. But this young gentleman was in the middle of the pile blocking. And, you know, he probably got rolled on. And, you know, you just hope for the best for him. But you can see they're putting the air cast
Yeah, and the clock has stopped. 8:01 left to go in the first quarter. The Hornets with an 8-0 lead. Holland getting their touchdown on a 37-yard run by Gavin Cruz. And then it was Desi Cantu finding Meshach Grinnan for a 2-point conversion. Or actually, I'll tell you about it. It was Mark Grinnan that he found it. So that's where we stand right now here in the ball game. As we are waiting, Coach Hody out on the field keeping watch. And don't forget, this is the part of our busy week here on KWHI tomorrow night. We've got Brenham Cub football for you as the Cubs open their season against the Oak Ridge War Eagles. That's now an 8 o'clock start time, 7:30 pregame here on KWHI. And then we've got Blinn Buccaneer football for you on Saturday as well. Buccaneers take on Louisiana Christian Community College. And that is a 7 o'clock start time, 6:30 pregame, also here on KWHI. And so we're glad you're with us here, wherever you happen to be across our listening area, whether you're listening on the radio or on your computer, your phone app. And right now, I think everybody here in the stadium, though, just waiting and patient and hoping for the best for this young man. And he's going to get a nice hand as they lift him up. They got the air cast on him. He's walking off under his own power.
Look, they got a 69 or 69, the way it looked to me.
Okay, Frankie, that would be Moreno. Francisco Moreno.
Yeah.
Is one of the linemen on the team.
We hope the best for the young man.
And so now we're ready to resume. Ball at the 49-yard line. It's going to be second down and 9. Yeah, Burke with a substitution there.
Colton Brazier going into play,
and
right
Young.
Defensive end.
And Christopher Young coming out.
big series right here. We need to stop our turnover.
And Cantu's pass, one hopper over to Grinnan. And so that'll bring up third down and nine. And one of the concerns Coach Odi had was the secondary, and that was on that particular play, good coverage right there.
Yes. Christopher Young going in for Brazier. Big third down here. Come on, boys, let's stop them.
Third and nine. 7:53 left to go in the first quarter. And hand off to Cruz, and he's going to get stuffed in the middle there.
Brady Griffin down on the bottom of that pile, along with Schulte.
And Tyrone Gilman, I think, was in there as well. So that is going to make it fourth down.
Schubert going back for the Panthers. Number 15 doing the kicking for Holland.
That'll be Tyler Johnson, punted away. Yeah, let's see if Schubert can break one here. Get the punt away. And then toward the sidelines, and it is going to roll dead and be down by the Hornets.
Like it's going to be somewhere around the 12.
And so that's where Burton will take over. And for the third possession, the first two have ended in fumbles, so that's going to be a big thing, is hold on to the football.
I believe you're going to see a heavy dose of 18 right here, Doug.
That would be my guess. Ball spotted at the 15.
Beck in the shotgun.
And Platt. Oh, no, he did hand it off. Weston Hill's the ball carrier.
Nice pick up there, about six.
Yeah, that'll bring up second down and four.
.645 left in this first quarter. 8-0 Holland.
And now back in the shotgun once again. And he'll give it to Gilman. And he's met with a host of purple jerseys there to bring him down. And that's going to bring up third down for Burton. And now Burton sending Trent Unger in.
13 on the play clock. And then going to have to call a timeout here.
Burton taking too much time here. Like you said, they're going to have to burn a timeout. And so with the timeout on the field, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors. Yeah, we got a timeout on the field. The Hornets lead it 8-0 over the Burton Panthers. And let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton football game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs happen. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, wish good luck to the Burton Panthers for another winning season. Go Big Red!
Hi, this is Burn Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready? B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton! B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton!
We want to wish the 2023 Burn Varsity football team an amazing season.
And as we come back here, we're going to get the Panthers for a false start. And that's going to push them back 5 yards. And
first and 15.
It's here. We want to get as much as we can. If we can't pick up this first down, Beck keeping it.
And back out across, and he is going to be brought down. And that'll make him second down. And get up to the 17-yard line. We have a second down at 8.
Need to bust one right up here, up the middle, guys.
And back to pass. They're going to let it fly. He's got a man up. Oh, incomplete last second. He was looking for Drayton Oaks, and Oaks covered there by Meshack Griffin.
He had a step.
And yeah, third down now. Clock stop with 5:06 left to go in the first quarter.
Tyrone.
And hand off to Gilman, and Gilman is going to be scuffed. And he's going to be short of the first down. And so fourth down, and the Panthers will have to punt.
Looks like Beck's going to be doing the punting for the Panthers.
There's the punt. Fair catch. And fair catch is made about midfield. And so that's where Holland will take over. First and 10. Holland at their own 49. Yeah, right now kind of quiet on the Burton side of the stands here. They haven't had a whole lot to cheer about yet here in the early going.
Daryl keeps whining about how hot it is. I know they're hot down there on the aluminum bleachers. But it is getting close to them pecan trees, Doug.
Yep.
Nice stop.
And a handoff there, and Cruz on the carry.
Brazier, Beck, and... Griffin on that there tackle.
He got it across to the other 49-yard line, so a 2-yard pickup. As we're down to 4 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Burton trailing 8-0 to the Holland Hornets, and Holland trying to drive again.
Throw the ball.
Yeah,
going deep.
Let it fly. And coverage knocked away there on the far side.
Nice job by Unger.
Yeah, he was covering Meshack Griffin, and he had a good blanket on him. And so we'll make it third down and 7 now for Holland. And on the incompletion, clock stopped at 3:41 left to go here in the first quarter. As we said, Holland leading this one 8-0. And play action, rolling out,
looks like he's going to keep it.
The quarterback can too. He's going to keep it. He's going to pick up the first down.
Tackle by Schubert.
And Desi can too. We'll get the first down for Holland at the... looks like the Burton 31-yard line, 32-yard line.
just rolled out here to the right, Doug, and had his back in front of him, and the receivers went deep and had a lot of green in front of him.
And now it pushed back to the 33, so first and 10 for the Hornets. And going deep. Back to pass, he's got a man open, and it's going to be caught. That is Christian Mikulik.
To about the 7.
And down to the 7-yard line will be first and goal for the Holland Hornets.
Chad wasn't that far off of him with coverage. It was just a really good throw to the sideline.
And he made a great catch, yes, too, to haul that one in. 27 yards on the pickup for Holland. And now from the 6-yard line, first and goal. And off goes to Cruz. And Cruz barreling his way forward. He's going to be just shy of the goal line.
Spot him on the 1 the way it looks.
And so a 5-yard pickup. It'll be second and goal for the 1-yard line.
Need a turnover here.
And this time Cantu going to keep it himself, and he's in for the touchdown. And 1-yard quarterback sneak. And that'll make it now 14-0, and they will go for the 2-point conversion.
They're going to maybe kick it this time.
Okay. And it was
number 7.
Jose Orzola.
The holder's number 15.
That would be Tyler Johnson.
Snapping the ball's number 60.
And that would be Tyler Foster. And now the Hornets, they were late getting on the field. They have to burn a timeout. And so we'll just keep it right here because it's since they're just going to kick the extra point here.
They only had 1 second on that play clock.
And so not the start I know Coach Hody wanted. And now just got to try to do what they can to stop the bleeding and get back on the right horse.
Yeah. Holland is really crisp. They're getting in and out of that huddle really fast and looking real confident. Our guys right now, they're, I don't know if you don't want to call it flat, but kind of look flat.
Yeah.
And everything, just a little bit, Holland's just a little bit more quicker right now in and out of everything.
And so now we're ready to resume, and an extra point try for the Hornets. Arzola out of the hole of Johnson. There's the snap. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with the extra point, that makes it now 15-0. Holland leading Burton. 2:32 left to go in the first quarter. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
The Kiki family, Daryl, Katie, and Trent are excited to see all the Panther football players on the field again this season. The Kikis would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. All of Burton is proud of you. Join the Kikis in their support of Burton High School, the Panthers football team, and all of the Burton Panther athletes. Go Panthers for another winning season.
Oh,
all right, and we come back here. It is Burton trailing 15-0, and Burton offensively back out on the field. And the handoff goes to Tyrone Gilman. Gilman will get up to the 31-yard line.
He's gone to number three, Oates, at quarterback. 2 minutes left in this first quarter.
And now Brady Griffin. So right now offensively, Burton's been substituting pretty regularly here. And they'll break the huddle again.
You got Kobe on at tight end now, and you got Schubert in the backfield. Hand off Tyrone.
And that'll go to Gilman, and Gilman gets it up to the 35-yard line. As we're down to a minute and a half left to go in the quarter. Burton now on their first two drives had a pair of fumbles that proved costly. And now they're trying to see if they can put that behind them and try to get a score and get back into this one.
Yeah, we need to just drive down the field, put us some points on the board, get a little bit of that energy back.
And there goes the handoff. This is Chad Schubert on the carry. And Schubert brought down by a loss for a loss on the play.
It's like he lost three on the play.
And so 3 yard loss. And so second and 13 now. As the clock continues to tick down, we've got 35 seconds left. So probably time for one more play. Takes the snap and hand off to Gilman. Gilman up to the 36-yard line. And that ought to do it here for the first quarter as we're down the last 10 seconds ticking off. And that is the end of the first quarter of play with our score. The Holland Hornets 15 and the Burton Panthers nothing. Back with quarter number two after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal for slaughter, processing, cut, and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing or visit them at 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 until noon. Burton Meat Processing wishes good luck to the Burton Panthers on this football season. Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And back we go. Burton trailing Holland 15 to nothing as we start the second quarter. And so now the switch sides of the field. As you're looking at your radio dial, Burton will now be going left to right, and Holland will be going right to left. Burton had a couple of fumbles that were costly back in the first quarter. And now I'm just trying to get a good sustained drive going here.
Third down and nine.
Ball at the 36-yard line.
Back under, he's quarterbacking.
Got to get to the 45 to pick up the first down. Back
going
deep.
Got a man
open, and he overshot him. He was looking for Chad Schubert down the sideline. And just put a little too much on it, and so that'll be fourth down. That means the Panthers will have to punt.
Need a little more air underneath that. Chad had about a four-yard, got behind the defensive back.
That's a back to punt. And there's the kick. Fair catch being called for at the 35-yard line.
That is Christian Mahalik on the fair catch. And so the Hornets will take over here. Quick pass, and Cantu makes the pass incomplete. He was leading Mahalik a little too much.
I'll pick one of them off here real quick. Our cornerbacks are coming up closer each time.
So second down and 10. We got a fumble on the play. Let's see. Can we get on that one?
Yes, we did. Tyrone.
And yes, it is.
Big play right there. That a boy.
That is something the Panthers desperately needed. A fumble recovery, and now the Burton offense gets a chance on the Hornets side of the field.
There might be the spark we needed to get going.
Ball will be spotted at the 33-yard line. First and 10 for the Panthers. Back at quarterback.
Let's go, line.
Got two receivers to each side. Gilman in the backfield with him.
Beck is keeping it.
Keep it. And he will get up to the 30-yard line. About a 3-yard pickup. It'll bring him second and 7. And there goes the handoff. And that was Gilman, but he was hit for a loss of one on the play. That'll bring up third down. Yeah, it's clock ticking down to 10:40 left to go here in the second quarter.
Definitely going to be two down territory here. Yeah. Coach Hody likes to go for it here. Hopefully we can pick up this first down, but if we don't, we're gonna go for it here.
And head off to Gilman again. And
there he goes.
Breaks free and Gilman.
That
he
boy.
Is all the way down inside the 10-yard line. Picks up the first down. And now Panthers knocking on the door.
That's a Tyrone run right there.
We knew it was going to happen. We were just waiting for that moment, and a big run there for Gilman. And now first and goal for Burton.
It busted on in that end zone.
23-yard run there. And ball on the 6-yard line. And back
and up to Gilman.
Goes to Gilman again.
Down to about the 2.
And a 4-yard pickup. Down to 9:30 left to go. Hornets leading 15-0. Burton trying to cut that lead in half if they can get one in here. Ball at the 3-yard line, second and goal. Gilman in motion and Beckham
following him.
And he is close.
He's in. Yes, sir.
Colby Beck, a 3-yard run, and the Panthers are on the board.
He put Gilman in motion and he followed Gilman.
And Gilman opened that hole for him to get in there for the touchdown. And now let's see if Burton, they are going to kick it.
Should be back to do the kick the extra point.
And
hold it by Oaks.
And the snap. And kick is up.
Good.
It's good.
There we go.
And so 9:02 left to go in the first half. Our new score, it's the Burton Panthers. Our score is the Hollowhorns 15, Burton Panthers 7. Back with the kickoff, and we'll be here 60 seconds from our sponsor.
First down.
Hey y'all, this is Wade with Sandtown Catering. Looking for someone to cater your next event, whether big or small? Then give us a call at 979-277-5023. We have a wide variety of menu options, from good old school barbecue to kettle pot fried chicken. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering wishes the Panthers and Lady Panthers a great season, and we will be with you every step of the way. Go Panthers.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Yes, the boys are back in town. And it's Burton Panther football, and right now it's Holland leading 15-7. Burton getting on the scoreboard on a 3-yard touchdown run by Colby Beck. And now Dimitri Schulte set for the kickoff.
He pooched that one.
And that is going to be short and out of bounds about the 35-yard line. And so it'll be 1st and 10 for Holland.
9 minutes in this second quarter. Holland 15, Burton 7.
And coming up at halftime, we'll hear from the Burton High School marching band. And we'll also recap how the first half has gone here. And, because it went out of bounds, I got to mark off some extra yardage there.
Yes.
So it ended up getting put at the 42-yard line.
Let's go, defense. Let's get another turnover here.
Yeah, it's a Cantu leading the offense out. Man in motion. And a double reverse there. And that
in full Tyrone.
That was Ryan's glitch on the second reverse there. No gain. Well, he got a couple off of that. Second and 8. And this time, makes a handoff. Now running the option play. Oh, that goes to Stevenson. He is down the sidelines and finally tripped up.
Oates on that tackle.
But he gets it all the way into Burton territory. Yard pickup down to the down to the 26-yard line.
Panthers going to have to dig in here.
Defense got to hang tough. And back to Pat. Well, now he's going to take it himself. And gets to the 20-yard line. That's Cantu on the carry.
Els and Tyrone on that tackle.
Yeah, it's a 2nd down and 5. Down to 7.5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter.
Nice.
And another reverse option there, and Back to Stiglitz. That's Johnson, I think. Tyler Johnson on the option play.
Gutierrez on that tackle.
And we're going to get a timeout on the field taken by the Panthers. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
No question, it is hot out there. So DDM Metal Buildings realizes you might not be ready just yet to start your new steel building. But don't let the Texas heat keep you from doing the planning. DDM Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop can guide you through the process of designing your new custom workshop, storage shed, barn, or barndominium. So they'll be all set for fabrication whenever you give the word. Trust your new steel building to the company with experience to build it to last. DDM Metal Buildings.
Hi, this is Burn Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready? B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton.
We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity Football Team an amazing season.
And back we go here. We've got 7:19 left to go in the second quarter, and it is Holland leading Burton 15-7. Ball spotted at the 10-yard line.
Quarterback keeping it again.
And Cantu trying to find an open lane, and he will be finally brought down about the 6-yard line. Well, actually, that's a three. Okay.
Yep.
As we said, the field is not marked very well.
He's just following his blockers.
So second and goal from the 3-yard line.
Push him back.
Quarterback keeping it
in. Keeping it in, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Desi Cantu with a 3-yard touchdown run, and that will extend the lead for Holland. And now for the extra point try. Jose Arzola to do the kicking.
Snap over his head.
And now let's see. And they're going to get back. And so the punt after no good. And so with 6:36 left to go in the first half, our new score, it is the Holland Hornets 21 and the Burton Panthers 7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panther football team in their 2023 season.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy is a privately owned clinic that features an in-clinic heated pool, the very latest in medical instruments, and access to gym equipment, giving them the ability to build you a custom treatment plan tailored to your lifestyle and goals at an affordable price. Tradewinds Physical Therapy offers flexible hours and accepts most major insurances. You have the right to choose where you receive your care. Give them a try with a free no-commitment consultation at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info.
And we come back to action here. It is 6:36 left to go in the second quarter. And the Holland Hornets leading the Burton Panthers 21-7. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you on this Thursday evening. On a hot night in Holland, Texas. And so Arzola getting set to kick off. Schubert Nell's back to receive.
And it's going to be Ells receiving the kickoff at the goal line. And he is out across the 10, across the 20, 25. And tries to turn it upfield and is finally brought out of bounds. And a good run back there by Weston Ells. And so the Burton offense will come out onto the field.
Hey, that sun is down behind that bank of clouds there.
Yep.
It's fixing to get nice here.
Yep. So a ball spot at the 30-yard line. Now we just get a little liquid refreshment our way. And
I put a text in, an order for a couple of Gatorades. I'm going to see if my buddy's going to do it.
Yeah, okay. Got 6:28 left here in the second quarter. And Beck back under center. Or, well, out of the shotgun, rather.
And off to Tyrone.
Goes to Gilman, and Gilman picks up a yard.
Blockers number 18, Tyrone Gilman. Tackle on the play is number 50, James Stanton.
Got to get a little more push up there front, boys. Give him a little space.
And it'll bring up second down and nine. Ball on the 31-yard line. As we're down to 6 minutes left to go in the half. Lights are starting to come on the field here.
Temperature's down to about 99 now.
Now we just get that breeze going through here again. We had one a little bit earlier that felt really good.
I hate to tell you, I'm hanging my head out this window, and it's a little breeze out here.
And that one going to Gilman, and he gets it up to the 35-yard line. 4-yard pickup, and it'll bring you up. Third down and five.
Come on, boys. We got to pick this up.
And also, if you're thinking ahead to the second half, Holland deferred the kickoff. So Holland will have the ball to start the second half. So important that Burton get something in here. And then Aubrey Gilman, and he has stopped the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Tackler's on the play for the Hornets, number 70.
And so that'll bring up fourth and five. And the Panthers will have to punt this one away.
And number 65, Charlie Butler. No gain. Fourth down and five.
So back to punt with Mahalik back to receive. Burton trailing 21-7.
Good snap from Oschenbeck.
And kick is up. And Mahalik will field it, and he tried to break free, and he does.
He got the corner.
Flag down on the return. He's going to be brought down inside the 10-yard line, but that one's coming back.
It's like number zero holding.
And so that one will be coming back.
Another break there, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
Because he had all the way down to about the 15.
We're going to see from the official what the call will be. So far, so good. It's been a light on penalties here in this first half.
Pretty clean game.
And it's against Holland.
Billy against the Hornets. Officials.
15-yarder, a personal foul.
Yep.
All right, boys, let's get another turnover. So shorten his field.
Holland will start from their own 25-yard line with 4:03 left to play here in the second quarter. And there's the handoff.
Nice hit. Hells on that tackle. Nice job.
And just a 2-yard pickup. That'll bring up second down and eight.
Brazier going in to play defensive end right now.
And back to pass and incomplete. We got a little pushing and shoving down there, but no
let
call.
Let it go. Good deal. Gutierrez was kind of draped all over him, but that's a good thing.
Yep. Good coverage. And so the clock stops on the incomplete pass. We have 3:29 left to go here in the second quarter.
Big play here. We need to stop them here. We can get good field position score before halftime.
Ball to the 27-yard line, third down and eight.
Trips out here to the left. Slant
and
to the right.
Complete. Oh. It. And incomplete. He was looking for Mark Grinnan.
Nice play by Gutierrez. He stripped it loose.
Kept him from hauling it in, and so that'll bring up fourth down and eight. And rare time that I think this is the first time Holland's got a punt tonight.
Yes.
And Jose Arzola back to punt.
Schubert back for Panthers on about his 35.
And Arzola gets away the punt.
Got a good roll.
And it's going to roll out of bounds. About the 35-yard line. 3:18 left to go in the half, and Panthers, it'd be nice if they could get one, get
yes.
a score here and cut in that lead as they, before they go into the locker room.
Make it a one-score game here. Plenty of time.
So they will spot up 37, first and 10 for the Panthers.
Big Carson saving the day for us. Doug, he's bringing us some Gatorade.
Ah, I always did like that guy.
I might give a little Gronk my headset and he can talk the rest that I have.
And he's going to take it himself. And Beck gets it up to about the 35-yard line.
Thank you very much, Carson.
All right.
Carson just saved a day.
Yep. And it's a ball at the 41-yard line, second down and six for the Panthers. 2:45 and counting.
So, there we go.
And
good Roman.
Across midfield to the 45, and he's brought down, but he picked up a Britton Panther first down for Tyrone Gilman.
Nice little shuttle pass right there. Like a little Patrick Mahomes play there.
Yep. Panthers do have a couple of timeouts to work with.
2:18 left.
Three receivers to one side, one to the other. And Beck going to keep it himself.
He got the corner.
And he will pick up
about two or three on there.
Yep, and brought down.
Minute and 56. We're going to have to get in and out of here.
And so here we go, minute 30. And back on the option play, goes to Gilman.
And he's around the corner, and I think he's got that first down.
Yes, sir. We're going to have to hurry a little bit here to get going. Otherwise, we're going to be down below a minute.
Got 30, ball on the 35. Panthers need to hurry. The clock is ticking. We're down to a minute five. And they do have two timeouts still.
Gilman.
And then off to Gilman once again. And he's going to get it up to the 32-yard line. Burton letting too much time go off the clock here.
Yep. We'll take them two timeouts with us.
Seconds. And back to pass. Going deep and knocked away. Incomplete.
Schubert played a little defense on that one.
That was the corner headed inside the track. It kept it from being intercepted. So I'll bring up 3rd and 7. Ball on the Hornet 32-yard line. Back deep, and pass is going to be incomplete, and that'll bring it 4th down.
12 seconds left.
And so, Burton will have one more play here. Try to get this one in before the half. And Beck going deep.
Interference.
Where's the flag?
He got it.
We go.
He got it.
He was going deep for Schubert, and finally the throw of the flag there all over him.
5 seconds left. We have one more play.
And so 5 seconds left. Burton trailing 21-7. And now got a shot of the end zone here.
Well, let's show to kick this field goal.
Yep.
But look like we're going to go for it.
Ball to 17-yard line.
We're in the huddle yet in 13 seconds. Looks like we're going to call a timeout.
Panthers will take a timeout. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors. And so with the timeout on the field, we will take it with them and be back in here 60 seconds from our sponsors. Or we'll just hold it here. And so they're about ready to come back out on the field.
5 seconds left in this half. 21-7 Holland. But Burton's got one play right here. Let's see what they drew up.
First and 10, 17-yard line. This will be the last play of the half, unless there's a defensive penalty. And Beck going to throw, pass, tip, and incomplete. And that will be the end of the first half of play. So we've reached halftime, and our score, it is the Holland Hornets 21 and the Burton Panthers 7. Back with the halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Market declines, unemployment, the COVID pandemic. Today's headlines can be scary. Edward Jones Financial Advisor Andrea Holly can help. She'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to prepare for the long-term. Edward Jones provides the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Call 979-836-7779 to schedule an appointment today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton football game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs happen. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, wish good luck to the Burton Panthers for another winning season. Go! Go Big Red!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers! Make your property great again with Baker's Ag Service. They've been family-owned and operated for generations here in the Brazos Valley.
And back we go. Our halftime score, it is the Holland Hornets 21 and the Burton Panthers 7. And now we're about ready to be treated to the Burton High School marching band in their halftime show.
You ain't going over there to get nothing to drink.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. Any flavor?
I got it. No, don't worry about it. What flavor? Any flavor?
Purple.
Purple?
Please.
Thank you.
You bet.
And just waiting on the band to get started here. And been a tough first half here for the Panthers. And hopefully, I know they're hearing about it in the locker room, and we'll see what happens for the second half. And now the Burton Marching Band.
Thank you.
kids, too many pretty kids on the side of your bed.
And the Burton Band quit their halftime show, ended up being not as long as it normally is. And so now we got the Holland Hornet Band on the field. And while they're getting ready for their halftime show, let us go ahead and send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Make your property great again with Baker's Ag Service. They've been family-owned and operated for generations here in the Brazos Valley. For over 30 years, they've handled your farm, ranch, home site, and demolition work. They also handled your excavation services and commercial job site preparation in the Brazos Valley, along with professional and personalized bids for each client. If you need a team sure to get the job done correctly, quickly, and without hassle, call Baker Ag Service at 979-277-4435. Fully insured.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers football team this season. We know our boys will bounce back from last year to take their place in the postseason. We wish our Panthers a swift and safe victory this fall. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
And we are back here getting set to go to the third quarter. And Burton Panthers trailing the Holland Hornets 21-7. And Darrell, it was a rough first half of the Panthers. Really, those two turnovers at the very beginning of the on the first two drives proved costly.
It kind of took the momentum and kind of got the boys down the way it looked. You know, like you said, going into the locker room, I know they're getting a fiery speech right now, that they need to just pick it up. Come out here with some enthusiasm, some intensity, to let's make something happen. You know, we had our chances. Schubert was open. The passing game didn't look terrible.
Yeah.
You know, Kobe throws a really good ball. We just, the timing, and everything, this first game, you know, we all sit up here and think they should be perfect, and everything should click. We're still in this game, 21-7, you know, they jumped out early 15-0, and the guys battled. We put the ball in the end zone. We got to come out here, though. It's very important. Holland's going to get this, the opening kickoff. Very important that we kick this ball deep, hold them three and out and get it, and then let's go down and score. Let's get the momentum back on Big Red side so the fans can get into it. You know, it's just been one of those just the games.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a first game. It sounds like an excuse, but it is a first game. They're learning a lot of new players, a lot of new positions and key positions. And the guys are playing hard. You know, once again, I'm whining. It's hot out here. Those guys are young. I used to tell our girls when they were little when we did All-Stars, y'all are too young to be tired. These guys are in the same boat, you know. Some of them are 18, some of them are 14. You're too young to be tired. Give it all you got, and I know they're doing that. We need to win the battle up front. Right now we're getting beat up front before Tyrone and those guys get to get a little bit of hit. Steam going, they're getting hit already. So I'm sure Coach Richard is preaching to his offensive linemen, let's get our hat on top of them. Let's win that battle. Give them a few seconds that we can get a gap that he can get his speed going and pick up 4 or 5 instead of 1 or -2. Then mix that pass in, and we're going to be fine. We just got to do the little things that make you a good team.
Exactly. The sun's gone down now, so hopefully that'll start cooling things off a little bit. And we'll see where that takes us into the second half. Meanwhile, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have more of the halftime report. But first, we'll send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors. And here at the half, it is the Holland Hornets 21, the Burton Panthers 7. Now let's go ahead and send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Go fight win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962. Located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
These might be the last few weeks of summer, but that doesn't mean the fun stops now. Before it's too late, soak up all the fun on the popsicle walk, Sunday slide, multi-sprayers, and the big yellow slide at the leisure pool. Regular admission is $5. Beginning August 14th, the Aquatic Center will start their shortened hours with the leisure pool, only open on Saturdays from 10 to 5 and Sundays from 1 to 5. For more info, visit cityofbrenham.org. The Bluebell Aquatic Center, located at 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And back we go here, and of course not only are the Panthers playing, but also the Lady Panther volleyball, they're in action too this weekend.
They're down at the Rice Consolidated Tournament, and everything. Girls have been playing very well. They got a great group of girls that play together. Coach Smith is doing a tremendous job. The girls are going to love playing for her. She knows the game. She expects a lot of them. I heard her on your sports show the other night saying, you know, there's times that she wishes she could go out there and play, for them.
Yeah.
Because she can see what's going on and stuff like that. And that's a great coach and stuff. And everything that she's, when she was in school, she played hard. She played the game the way you're supposed to play it. And she's passing that on to this group of girls. And come district time, they're playing a lot of tough competition and everything. And that only makes you better when you get to the district side of it, into the playoff rounds, where you're going to face a Weimer eventually. And it's time to get over that hump and beat them and everything. But just very proud of the girls. They're going to keep playing hard, and hopefully they can win this Rice Consolidated tournament and then get a roll, because it won't be long. District play will be kicking off usually around fair time, and that's only 26 days away.
Yep, it's coming.
And so they got a few games left before district starts, but first things first, they can go out and win this tournament.
Yep, and while we got a minute here, we're going to take a look at some half scores here at the half while we're waiting. And looks like we got halftime, Harker Heights leading Ellison 29-6. You got Belton on top of Pflugerville Hendrickson 28-27. About 3 minutes left to go in the second quarter there. New Braunfels will be facing the Brenham Cubs in a few weeks there, leading Denton Ryan 9-7 at halftime. Yeah. You got Maynard leading LBJ 21-12, and I think pretty much that's it on the Thursday night games. I think all the rest are going to be starting tomorrow. And here at the half, we've got the Holland Hornets leading the Burton Panthers 21-7, and we're getting close to the start of the second half of play. We're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panther football team in their 2023 season.
First down!
Hey y'all, this is Wade with Sandtown Catering. Looking for someone to cater your next event, whether big or small? Then give us a call at 979-277-5023. We have a wide variety of menu options, from good old school barbecue to kettle pot fried chicken. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering wishes the Panthers and Lady Panthers a great season, and we will be with you every step of the way. Go Panthers!
No question, it's hot out there. But DDM Pipe and Seal realizes some projects still need to get done despite the Texas heat. That's why the folks at DDM carry a complete inventory of just about everything metal you might need, whether it's pipe, angle iron, flat plate, metal building components, welding supplies, or even roll-up doors. DDM Pipe and Seal's locations in Brenham and Bastrop can help. They even have 5 different metal roofing systems, so you can trust DDM to help make your summer projects a little bit easier.
And we are just about set for the second half kickoff. Burton Panthers will be kicking off to the Highland Hornets as Panthers come out of the tunnel ready for the second half of play. And the band playing them on. Yeah, we'll see, Daryl, what kind of adjustments Coach Hody had to make at halftime.
Yep, we're going to kick this thing off from left to right. And, maybe we can get a turnover on this first play and get that ball back real quick.
And
Schulte teeing the ball up.
Yeah, Griffin and Johnson back to receive for the Hornets. And here we go. Kickoff will be fielded by Holland. And out across to the 35, and that's about where he's brought down. And that was Ryan Steglich on the return.
Tyrone Gilman on that tackle.
As a ball spotted at the 35, first and 10 for the Hornets. Desi Cantu at quarterback. Got Gavin Cruz in the backfield with him. Man in motion and
got his pitch off, but still
Cruz gonna lose some yardage. Good pursuit there by the Burton defense.
Tyrone and Gutierrez on that tackle.
And loss of three to bring up second and 13. Ball back to the 32-yard line. And Cantu with Stiglitz in motion, and Burton jumped up. Let's see if it was offsides. Oh, they're going to say they drew Burton off. Oh, no, it is against Burton. Okay, so 5 yards against the Panthers. That'll make it second down and eight. And man in motion. And the handoff draw play up the middle. That's Cruz on the carry.
Schubert on that tackle.
And depending on where they spot the ball, he's going to be close to first down. It's going to be third and one.
Big play here. We need to fire and get some penetration in that backfield. Quarterback keeper.
Quarter keeps himself, and he's just going to get across and pick up the first down. Cantu to the 42-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Hornets. And rolling out, Cruz being pursued. And pass incomplete. He was looking for Cruz out of the backfield, and good coverage and good rush there by the Panthers.
Yes. Third down and two.
Clock stops on the incompletion. 10:05 left
second
to go.
And 10.
And handoff to Cruz. And he will get nothing like it.
Griffin came up from his safety spot and made that tackle.
He got a yard out of that. And third down and nine.
Let's go, boys.
And rolling out goes Cantu, pass incomplete, short.
Good job.
He was looking for Mahalik and just underthrew it.
Way short on that pass.
And fourth and nine.
Number seven dropping back to punt. Schubert deep for Panthers.
Yeah, Jose Arzola, who does the kicking and the punting. And there's a snap. Arzola gets it away. And Schubert's going to let that one roll out of bounds. And so it's going to be Panther football with 9:30 left to go in the third quarter. Panthers trailing 21-7. And the Burton offense back out on the field.
Like number three is going to be under center for us.
That would be Drayton Oaks.
Full house backfield.
Tyrone Gilman, the ball carrier. And loss of one on the play. It's a win of second 11.
Seconds on that play clock.
And just break the huddle. And gets to Gilman out of the backfield. Oh, is that was Ells on the carry?
Yeah, Ells on that one. We're running sideways, Doug.
Yeah.
Not hitting that hole. They're just running sideways, but the front, the offensive line's getting pushed back into the backfield. Got to try to hit this and go up the middle. Hit it hard.
Ball spotted the 24-yard line. Bring up third down and six for the Panthers. With 8:10 left to play here in the third quarter. And back to pass. And Oaks is going to be sacked for a loss. Back to, I believe, the 15-yard line, so a 9-yard loss. And that'll bring up fourth down, and the Panthers will have to punt.
Beck back to do the punting. Number five deep for Holland, standing about at his 45.
And the snap is high. Beck got to hurry and gets it off. And it's going to take a Holland bounce.
Down at the 35.
Yeah, let's see where they're going to spot it.
34.
Now the 34-yard line of the Panthers.
Beck just did a good job, Doug, of getting that in the way with that high snap.
With that high snap, it almost went over his head. Now out of the back of the end zone. And it's a Cantu, gives to Cruz.
Beck on that tackle.
Ball at the 34-yard line. Brings up second down and four. Actually, it's the Burton 29-yard line. And that will come down to 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. And handoff goes to Cruz. He's got a hole. And he is all the way inside and finally brought down about the 5-yard line.
Oates and Young on that tackle.
And the first and goal for Holland at the 5-yard line. Yeah, Cantu on the quarterback keeper and a short gain there. Down to the 3-yard line, a 2-yard pickup. We'll bring it second and goal from the 3. 5:40 left to play here in the third quarter. And that one is taken in for the touchdown.
The 33 on that touchdown.
That was Gavin Cruz on the carry from 3 yards out.
Like they're going to kick it.
And so Jose Arzola with the kick. And Arzola's kick is up, and it's good. And so with 5:22 left to go in the third quarter, our new score, it's the Holland Hornets 28 and the Britton Panthers 7. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Britton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Back we go here as the Hornets get set to kick off. Holland leading Burton 28-7. Panthers will field it on a fumble. And let's see whose ball is it going to be.
Like we got it back, little number 4.
That is Mark Odom. So Burton
dodged a bullet there.
That was close to being a disaster, but luckily the Panthers were able to recover it. So ball spotted at the 40-yard line.
Beck back in at quarterback this series.
Panthers have still got time, but need to start making some noise here.
5:20 left in the third quarter.
And all fumble on the play, and then there might have been a miscue on the snap on the handoff there. Yeah. As the Burton loses 5 yards back to the 35-yard line, bring up second and 15. Thank you. back on the quarterback keeper.
Got somebody down.
Up to the 40-yard line, and we got a Panther down on the field. There's a time call on the field. And that is Dimitri Schulte.
I think he might have got the wind knocked out of him. Hopefully just it.
And Schulte get a nice hand as he leaves the field. Clock stopped at 4:24 left to go in the third quarter. So ball up to the 40-yard line. So Beck was able to get those 5 yards back, and it's now 3rd and 10 for the Panthers. Have to get to midfield to pick up the first down. And Beck going deep. Pass is going to be incomplete. He was looking on the play there for Trent Unger. He had good coverage there for the Holland Hornets by Meshack Griffin. And so 4th and 10, the Panthers will have to punt. And Beck gets his one, a good one this time.
Get a roll. Keep rolling.
And that'll nice take a Panther job. Roll.
Down about to the 17.
And so they'll pin the Hornets back.
Good punt by Kobe.
And that, with a change of possession, the clock stops. We got 4 minutes, 10 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Burton trailing 28-7. 17-yard. And Schulte coming back into the game. So good to see that he's okay. And they snap the ball. And that's Gavin Cruz on the carry once again.
Schubert on that tacket. And Young.
Second down and three. Ball on the 25-yard line of the Hornets. And
inside
hand
off again.
Cruz again. And Hornets were throwing earlier. Now they're trying to just ground and pound here. So first and 10, ball at the 29-yard line. As we're winding down to 3 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. And his defense needs a stop here. And
holding, you're going to bring that back.
A good run there by the Hornets, but as Darrell said, a flag down on the play.
Number 56 looks really guilty for them.
That would be Jacob Gray. Oh, apparently there was a fumble on top of that that the Panthers recovered. So it'll be Burton football. We didn't see any signaling.
I missed that one.
Yeah,
I was looking at the player being guilty back there.
And so here we go. Panthers on offense. 2:51 left to play in the third quarter. And we got a ball at the 38-yard line of the Hornets. And handoff goes to Gilman. And stopped on the play. That was number 50, James Stewich on the stop there.
Down to 2:25 in this third quarter.
And checking back in for the Panthers is Drayton Oakes.
Going to come out to receiver over here. Going to...
And
the play clock ran out again.
Play clock ran out, so Panthers had to burn a timeout. And so while we got a timeout on the field, let's take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal for slaughter, processing, cut, and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing or visit them at 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 until noon. Burton Meat Processing wishes good luck to the Burton Panthers on this football season.
Our love of sports begins in our hometown. Win or lose, we love to compete and play another day. Our team here at Citizens State Bank supports our hometown team. Our playbook is simple. Offer big bank products and services with a personal touch that only CSB can deliver. Be sure to come out and cheer on our Burton Panthers and Snook Blue Jays. Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
All right, and back we go. It is 28-7. Hornets leading the Burton Panthers. Panthers trying to drive here. They got the ball at the 37-yard line, second and nine.
Beck on a carry.
And Colby Beck on the quarterback keeper.
About 2 yards short.
And he gets positive yardage down. Down to near the 30-yard line. I think it's down to the 31-yard line. And so that'll bring up third and three with a minute 40 left to go in the third quarter. And got man in motion. Beck going to keep it himself. He'll pick up the first down, and he's inside the 25-yard line. And so ball down to the 24. And that'll bring a first and 10 for the Panthers. Sticking down to 1 minute left to go in the third quarter. And then out goes to Gilman. Gilman finding a hole. And
he lost it into the end zone.
Gilman with his first touchdown of the year, a 24-yard run, and puts the Panthers on the board for the second time tonight.
That was a nice hard run right there.
18-wheeler living up to his name on that play.
He had that in fourth gear.
Yep. And now Schulte on for the extra point try.
Cut this in half with this make extra point.
Snap. Oh, And snap was fumbled. Kick is up, though. And it's good. He got it anyway. And so, 43 seconds left. And we're just going to keep it right here since we're so close to the fourth quarter. But you got 43 seconds left. Panthers now have cut the lead down. It's now Holland 28, Burton 14. And that was something, a shot in the arm, I think, Darrell, that the Panthers really needed here.
Now we need a little momentum to keep rolling here. Get a turnover. Hold them three and out. We're fixing to be in this fourth quarter. You can see on both sides they're starting to cramp a little bit.
Yeah.
And everything, you know, this heat will take it out of them.
Yeah, it's gone down from when we first got here, but it is still a warm night out here. Yeah, it's gone down. It's still 96 out there. And so now Schulte keying it up, getting ready for the kickoff. It's the season opener for these two teams. And there's the kick. And it's going to be fielded by the Hornets. And they finally do get the return man down after he gets it up to the 40-yard line. Clock's out with 36 seconds left here in the third quarter. Time for probably a couple of plays here for the Hornets.
Time to fly off in that backfield now, Gilman.
And man in motion. And off up the middle goes Cruz.
Schubert on that tackle.
And gainers up to the 47-yard line. 7-yard pickup. That'll bring up second down and three.
Be the end of this quarter unless they want to do another play. I don't think so.
They don't look to be in too big a hurry to get it all. They may just let the clock run down here and bring it into the quarter. And that is what they're going to do as the clock winds down. And that is the end of the third quarter. With our score, the Holland Hornets 28, Burton Panthers 14. Back with the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors. And back with the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullop, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas.
Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And we return to action here. And the handoff as we start the fourth quarter.
To number five.
That is Christian Mahalik.
Kind of did a little end around there, counter.
And so we are in the fourth quarter. Hornets leading the Panthers 28-14. And as you can hear, the band is trying to get the team back in.
Getting them pumped up.
Yeah.
We need a stop here.
And Cantu with a handoff to Cruz. Cruz finding the opening, and he's still going. And he's dragging guys with him.
Schubert finally chased him down.
And so that'll bring up first and goal, or no, first and 10.
About the 15, 16.
15. 15-yard line for Holland. Down to 10 minutes left to go in the game. And handoff.
We got a flag.
And Jared Garcia, the carrier, the ball carrier there, and with the flag.
Like Burton's backing up.
And a face mask against the Panthers.
You know, the guys are playing all the way, both sides. They're starting to get a little tired. You can see the body language and stuff, but, you know, they're going to give it all they got. But they're just kind of getting drained, and right now Holland is just beating us up front and taking it right up the middle.
And man in motion. And Cruz that time is going to be hit in the backfield for a loss.
Number 50.
That's Christopher Young. And he's a junior on the team for the Panthers.
Young's had a nice ball game.
He really has. This is the first time I think we've seen him.
Yeah, looks very athletic.
Yeah.
Very athletic kid.
As we're coming up on 9 minutes left to go in the game. Play action by Cantu. And he's finally going to let it go. It's incomplete.
Nice coverage by the Panthers.
They were in hot pursuit and almost got it for a sack. He just barely got that one away.
They made him. He just had to throw it away so he didn't lose yardage.
And third down now.
Come on, guys, right here. Let's get a turnover.
Yeah, we got a whistle. And timeout taken by the Hornets. And since they're right down here at the goal line, let's just keep it right here. And this is a crucial play here. Burton needs to stop. If they score here, it's going to be that's going to make it that much more difficult.
Yeah, you're looking at 8:55 left in the game. 14 is manageable. You know, we'll have to hurry up a little bit, get out of our normal.
Right.
But this is huge right here. I would, you know, We haven't sent the house all game.
Yeah.
Coach Hody loves to do that and stuff.
This might be a good time to try it.
Yeah, right now might be the time to send the backers and let's go for it, try to create a turnover. You get also on the flip side, though, you take that chance of giving a big play, but that's part of it.
Yep.
When you sell out, you got to go for it.
And so here we go, third and eight. Back to pass goes Cantu. Pass incomplete, and that'll be a fourth down.
Looks like they're going to try a field goal.
He was looking for Christian Mahalik, and that's going to be a field goal try here from Jose Arzola.
What do you say we block this, baby, and take it back?
I would be okay with that.
Well, that's what we're going to dial up then, block.
Arzola with a field goal try, and it's good. And so with 8:50 left to go here, my new score, it is the Holland Hornets 31, Burton Panthers 14. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors. And with that field goal, it makes our score 31-14. As we get, and let's take a break and let's hear from our sponsors. Back after we hear 90 seconds.
When you're ready to build your dream home, see Larry at Poppy Construction. Larry Poppy Construction specializes in residential custom homes. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. Larry and Ann Poppy send best wishes to the Burton football team for another great winning season. They are proud to support the Burton Panthers in their regular season play and thank the players, coaches, and parents for all their hard work this season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Panthers!
Hi, this is Burton Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready? B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton! B-U-R. T-O-N, let's go Burton. We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity football team an amazing season.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659.
Burton with the football, and the handoff goes to Gilman, and he is going to pick up the first down.
Good run, Gilman.
And now the Panthers trying to march down here, and we've got 8:42 left to go in the game. It is 31-14 in favor of the Holland Hornets. All on the 37-yard line. First and 10 for the Panthers.
Back in at quarterback. Going from the gun as Schubert and Gilman.
And we got flags down.
Illegal procedure on us.
So that'll push Burton back 5 yards. So we push the ball back to the 32-yard line. Brings up first and 15.
10 seconds on the play clock.
Go, And they just get it off. And it's back on the quarterback keeper.
Good run by Colby.
Got it across the 40. And up to the about a 10-yard pickup there. And that is going to bring up second down and five. Second down and six. And Beck going to keep it himself.
Out the corner. Good job.
First down. And also he was able to get out of bounds to stop the clock.
Seven minutes left in this game. 31-14, Holland. Panthers on the move, though.
Beck out on the shotgun. Looking to pass. Rolling, and pass incomplete. He was looking for Brady Griffin, and Griffin coming up limping.
Like Brady might have tweaked his knee a little bit.
Yep, he's hurrying, trying to get to the sideline. Griffin's a junior on the team. And goes to Gilman. He'll get it across midfield down inside the 45. And close again to another first down. Now they're going to mark him back at the 44-yard line. So third down and six. Clock down to 6:10 left to go in the game. Schubert in motion. Direct snap to Beck.
First down. Good job.
And picks up the first down. Nine-yard pickup gets it down to the 35-yard line. Back to pass. Oh, he fumbled the ball. And who's going to end
looks
up?
Looks like Holland got it.
We'll see what the officials say. And, yeah, it is going to be a turnover. Holland gets it.
Looks like it just kind of slipped out of Kobe's hand when he pulled it back down.
And it might be sweating because of the that ball's got to be pretty slick with everybody being hot tonight.
Yes, sir.
And so Holland will take over. Ball at the 44-yard line, first and 10. And so now back out there is Cantu, hands off to Cruz.
Back on that tackle.
And getting up close to midfield.
5 minutes left in this game.
And got Weston Mills checking in on defense.
Brazier coming out. Holland Holland's starting to milk this clock now.
And man in motion.
Oh,
big
nice
hit
play by Gilman.
Coming up from that defensive end spot, and he laid the smack down there.
Huge hit by Gilman.
And 6 yard loss back to the 41 yard line. Third down and 13 for the Hornets. As we're coming down to 3:45 left to go in the game. Panthers trailing 31-14 to the Holland Hornets. And handoff up the middle.
Casas on that tackle.
And I believe that was Cruz on the carry. Got to the 47-yard line, or 46. Fourth and 8 for Holland.
The 3-minute mark.
And I'm kind of surprised there. Well, they're letting tick down. And maybe just let it go all the way down and then take a timeout and punt it away. And that is what they do. And so with the timeout, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
No question, it is hot out there. So DDM Metal Buildings realizes you might not be ready just yet to start your new steel building. But don't let the Texas heat keep you from doing the planning. DDM Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop can guide you through the process of designing your new custom workshop, storage shed, barn, or barndominium. So they'll be all set for fabrication whenever you give the word. Trust your new steel building to the company with experience to build it to last. DDM Metal Buildings.
And back we go here. And they will punt the football.
Schubert picked it up.
And Schubert breaks a tackle. And he's going to be brought down. They got a flag down on the play.
Looks like either holding or blocking the back on 13.
Waiting on the officials conferring. And it is holding. Oh, no, it is blocking the back against the Panthers. And so I'll mark off 15 yards. And Panthers working out of the shadow of the end zone. Hand off to Gilman. Clock down to 2:30. Actually, they got L's now in there doing the carrying. Garcia on the stop for the Hornets. And ball at a 9-yard line, second down and 10.
That big Gilman carrying him.
And Gilman taking people with him as he drags it across
the 20-yard
line. Gets the first down. Stops the clock with a minute 48. Long enough for them to reset the chains. Now the clock moving again. And off. And
Elms
again on the carry. And Weston Mills is a sophomore. 2-yard pickup. As we're down to less than a minute to go.
Second and nine. Helms again.
And
tried to get the corner.
Elms brought down. Yeah, we're down to 30 seconds left to go in the game. Third and eight for Burton.
Like we're just going to let it run out.
And that is what's going to happen. The clock is just going to run all the way down. And the season opener, not a rough night for the Burton Panthers. As our final score, the Holland Hornets win it 31-14. And we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
The Kiki family, Daryl, Katie, and Trent are excited to see all the Panther football players on the field again this season. The Kikis would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. All of Burton is proud of you. Join the Kikis in their support of Burton High School, the Panthers football team, and all of the Burton Panther athletes. Go Panthers for another winning season.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Your Edward Jones financial advisor, Andrea Holly, can help. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, you can work together to help ensure you're prepared for the future. After all, retirement isn't the end of the road, it's a new beginning. Call 979-836-7779 to learn more. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Go here one last time to Holland. Final score, the Holland Hornets beat the Burton Panthers 31-14 this evening. Daryl, as we saw out here, one of the big things was the turnover. Three lost fumbles that proved costly.
Yeah, just, you know, turnovers at any level is going to hurt you. And ours came early in the game, so Holland grabbed all the momentum. And, you know, when you, I'm going to call us a young team. You know, Kobe's a senior, Tyrone, but the cast around them, and as far as playing time, they're young.
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot of growing pains the first games, but hopefully going from here, when we get to district, these guys will, you know, it's hot. They're not in football shape. Because they're playing offense, defense, special teams, they play everything. You know, we don't have the luxury, without sounding like I'm being mean, but we don't have the luxury of having those backups like we did the last few years, to where we could rotate and you still got that explosion. Tonight, you know, we battle. The guys never quit, and that's one thing with these coaches. You'll never see this team quit.
Yep.
But sometimes you just get outplayed. And tonight, we got outplayed. They beat us up front. The turnovers. And then fatigue set in. You know, you play four quarters in practice. You know, like Coach Thaler, they were telling us, they practice from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, 2 hours. But it's not consistent playing and hitting and riding on one another like when you're playing four quarters of football. I sound like I'm making excuses, but I'm not. I'm just, you know, any sport you play, the girls, they have to get in volleyball shape. They're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
These boys, this is their, you know, they had two scrimmages. They were controlled. It's not like this clock running for four quarters, and you have to give it all you got. And they did. You know, we didn't see many cramps. We didn't see the side where when we got tired, started making dumb penalties. We didn't see that. That is a big positive. So they have to build on this. You know, we gotta find some kind of happy medium in that offense, in my eyes, of being able to make more plays throwing the ball so you can open up the run. Because right now, they're just loading the box. And the guys, they're getting hit before they can have any momentum going. The couple plays where we did keep our hats on the blockers, first downs.
Exactly.
But, you know, we don't have those explosive backs that can take it. You know, the 90 yards and everything right now. But that's going to come. Coach Hody's out there talking to him right now, challenging him. And that's what you do. That's his game. I'm proud of Jason. He sits there. He's a fiery coach. Football is a fiery sport. If you don't like your kid getting hollered at and stuff like that and in football, then you maybe are on the wrong, you know, maybe in the wrong sport, because this is fiery.
Yeah. And once again, our final score here, the Holland Hornets win it 31-14 over the Burton Panthers. Now, next up for Burton, they are going to be taking on Hearn, and that one's going to be at Snook High School. And that's scheduled for next Friday night at 7:30. And after that, they got Schulenburg, San Antonio Holy Cross, and then it's district play with Fall City. And that's that's always a battle every time they meet.
Yes, sir.
And anyway, that's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. I want to thank Jalen back at the studios for his work on the boards. Thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. And for Daryl Kiki to my right, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
This broadcast of the Burton Panther football game was brought to you by Collier Construction, St. John's United Church of Christ, Kiki Egg Farm, Burton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, Baker Ag Service, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Citizens State Bank, BVR Materials, ACL Construction, Kiki's Family Daryl, Katie and Trent, D.D. Tyson Steel, with Edward Jones, Lynn College, Burton Chamber of Commerce, Builders Buy and Buy, Larry Poppy Construction, Brenham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, T&T Car Wash, Bluebell Aquatic Center, Trade Winds Physical Therapy, LaRouche Chevrolet, Buick, DMC, and Burton ISD. Final score, Burton 14 versus Burton 31. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.